If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Veronique de Rougier of the Mercatus Center is here to follow up on a report she gave us some weeks past about the Arlington County School District of Northern Virginia, a school district in an area that Veronique tells me has the more diplomas than any other county in America. So we're looking at very official government workers, extremely well-educated and extremely well-employed people, and their children aren't much going to school. And why the pandemic? However, I have learned that there's 2 days of schooling in person and then 3 days at home, despite the fact that everybody's had their shots and that the world is reopening. And even the United States has now generously conceded the fact that perhaps the pandemic for the moment has lifted. But Veronique, you have followed up on your reporting about the Arlington School District, about the teachers. What have you learned?
So the Arlington Public School, they have a dashboard where they tell us how scared we should be of COVID and how many people got infected. And one of the things that they had is also kind of how we stand on teachers' willingness to go to school. And what's really remarkable is, like, we're way over a year into this pandemic, as you said, you know, teachers have been prioritized for vaccination. So a lot of them, and the staff, by the way, have been vaccinated. And yet only, as of May 7th, only 39% of them say that they prefer in-person instruction. 39%. And apparently, when you read the communication to the superintendent of Arlington, to us parents, it seemed that somehow seemed to be leading the way in everything that the superintendent decides to do, as if he's totally forgotten that actually the only real purpose of a school system is to educate the children and not to serve the teachers. It's really stunning.
And because of this, let me testify to where the children are, the young people, where the young people are. They're back in school 2 days a week. They are learning remotely 3 days a week. And that is going to continue into the new school year, or is this just now for the rest of this year? Do we not know about after Labor Day?
So that's where the tension. I think the superintendent has been signaling that he would like to go back to normal, but we'll see if he can. He's been incredibly weak, honestly, I think, and if nothing changes and if he continues to be subjected to the pressure from the teachers, it's going to be really hard. And like, look, the one of the things I wrote about too is, like, 2 days ago we received, and by the way, the kids are not getting any instruction on Mondays. So they really actually are getting off your online instruction 2 days and in-person instruction. But even during those 2 days, and it was 4 days, they're really actually only getting half of the time of instruction that they were getting before. Just to clarify, because it's really quite amazing how little instruction they are getting. But 2 days ago, we received an email that basically informed parents that were counting on sending their kids to summer schools, either to actually fill the gap left by this really lack of instruction, or just needed basically to go to summer school to be able to get a better grade. that wasn't going to happen. And because teachers, in spite of having received the financial incentive, the small financial incentive, which I heard is actually pretty pathetically low, they just don't want to go back. So they don't have enough teachers to teach this, to teach summer school. And so as a result, they just told us, you know what? You were counting on this. Well, don't count on it. We don't have enough teachers. As if that's an acceptable answer to parents who are actually paying enormous taxes in Arlington, mostly for public schools.
I read also from your National Review blog on this that people have been taking their students out of the schools entirely. Where are they going?
They're going to, well, there's a lot of homeschooling, but there's a lot of actually going to private school. 2,000 kids have left in this school year alone. So that's not counting last year, where also a lot of kids have, that's 7% of the school district. That's just a huge number. And the worst part is the school communication about this is kind of like, well, this is actually really great because it means less cost to us. So maybe this will reduce by 11 billion our deficit, our budget deficit. That's pretty much the communication we got.
Véronique Duregy, who is an economist and a fellow at the Mercatus Center, but she's also a parent of two young children who are in the Arlington School District. Not that much, I learned from Véronique. And is this representative of the school districts across America? I don't know. However, we will find out in the fullness of time about the teachers' unions and the pandemic and the parents and what is to be done. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.